Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we are looking at mainly sunny conditions. Going to be humid. We'll have a high in the low 80s. Temperature-wise, Kenosha starts things out at 64 degrees, 62 in Burlington, Milwaukee 69, 67 in Racine. Racine firefighters dispatched just before 7 o'clock this morning to a 911 call from somebody seeing and smelling smoke inside of a home at 2336 Bates Street. A police officer got there first, confirmed smoke from the roof area. With the occupants having evacuated, fire crews quickly went in after the source had things under control within about 10 minutes. While checking for any extension, the incident commander then requested an investigator to come determine what happened. In Kenosha, three teenagers suffered minor gunshot wounds over the weekend after having attended a block party around the 5800 block of 19th Avenue. Initial reports about the incident said that one teen was shot in the leg, another in the foot, a third in the hand. Those shootings occurring about 2 hours after the block party officially ended. A police official says it's unknown if the offenders had been at the gathering with the victims, but they definitely knew each other. The gang unit is part of that ongoing investigation. In Milwaukee last night, four people got hurt with a stolen vehicle crashing. It ran a stop sign, slammed into another vehicle near 42nd and Fairmont. The two individuals in that stolen vehicle hospitalized with serious injuries. Also, a woman hospitalized after being hit by a pickup truck in Milwaukee crossing the street near Kinnikinick and Mitchell. Life-threatening injuries, according to police reports. The driver did stay at the scene and is cooperating with authorities in that investigation. Health officials a little puzzled as to how the most basic baking ingredient, flour, became contaminated with bacteria recently. It's normally found in animal feces. Now, there's more on this from Bill Michaels, who says a lot of folks are really concerned about this and wondering, how could this possibly happen?
The tainted flour has sickened 41 people in 21 states and prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to warn cooks to treat it like other foods that could cross-contaminate kitchen surfaces. Testing points to flour produced at the General Mills facility in Kansas City, Missouri. The company, which has recalled 45 million pounds of flour, says it does not believe the plant is the source of the bacteria. I'm Bill Michaels.
In Wisconsin, doctors being told to prescribe opioid pain medication sparingly and always after a conversation about the dangers of addiction. Wisconsin's Medical Examining Board out with some new rules for opioid prescriptions. Board says controlling pain medication could stop somebody from abusing it and becoming addicted. This morning in Mount Pleasant, chunks of concrete are to begin arriving from Waukegan to try to help with the bluff erosion faced by homeowners along Lake Michigan. Village President Jerry Garski having announced an agreement recently by which Racine County will pick up and deliver the broken concrete from Waukegan's airport runway reconstruction project and haul it to Mount Pleasant. Homeowners, though, are going to have to get it to the bluffs behind their homes. Also in Mount Pleasant, a notice in the mail and a posting on the village website soon about the assessment process. That'll be coming for the folks there. The village going to be moving on its own to get a little closer next year to the 100% level versus the state ordering it to do so in the near future. Assessor Dan McHugh says it's all about fair market value, which could mean different numbers in different parts of the village. He notes Mount Pleasant right now is within the state's parameters at about 97% on assessments. Trustee John Hewitt said the process, it connects to other state communities, especially up north, who've been staying low and for which the legislature tried to mandate county-run assessing. But the Assessors Association fought it and won.
And that's why it's very important to keep as close as we can to 100%. And they are also putting much more pressure on northern communities that are down into the 60s and 70%, too. And so that's why you hear many of the people who now have summer homes or all-year-round homes in northern Wisconsin are complaining.
McHugh pointing out he has nothing to do with taxes if they go up or if they go down. Wisconsin's Election Commission is going to start to work this week with municipal officials on implementing changes once again after the state's voter ID law got ruled late Friday as unconstitutional. Changes include eliminating restrictions on early voting, which had been limited to just weekdays and at one location. Commission Director Michael Haas in Madison says they are reviewing the decision in consultation with their attorneys. Before that, they were predicting maybe a 16% voter turnout for the August 9th primary election. And according to Haas, some of those ballots have already been cast.
According to our database, there have been over 75,000 absentee ballots issued. and almost 44,000 of those ballots had been returned already.
He says the lack of any hotly contested statewide races on the ballot will mean the likely low turnout, though some areas could see more activity with a legislative or congressional decision. The first district has candidates on both the Democratic and Republican side. In light of what will soon become the back-to-school season, Wallet Hubs and analysts compared the quality of education in the 50 states and the District of Columbia to kind of shine the spotlight on top-performing school systems, Wisconsin schools ranking number 5 overall in the country. Each got measures across 17 key metrics ranging from student-teacher ratio to average SAT and ACT scores to dropout rates. Massachusetts ranking number 1 overall, followed by New Jersey, Connecticut, and Vermont. Wisconsin's number 5 overall listing included 7th for quality of the school systems in the state and 2nd for safety of the school systems. Illinois' overall ranking was 13th, dead last, Louisiana. Former fire station number 5 in Racine is at 1437 Marquette Street. It was home to the Racine First Choice pre-apprenticeship program, which was run for several years out of that station, but it's received recent problems and was it ended recently, led to the Great Lakes Conservation Corporation kind of taking over there. They'd been in the building before that, and they want to take over the lease now with the city. Public Works Committee talked about it recently. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Meek noting Great Lakes was indeed a partner with First Choice in that same building.
So under this proposal, the Great Lakes Community Conservation Corps would take over the agreement to rent that building and outline the details. They'd be responsible for all the utility costs, gas, electric, water, which the pre-apprenticeship program had in the past.
Meanwhile, he says students with the Great Lakes Group, they mainly worked on solar energy projects in the community. Alderman Henry Perez questioned the dollar on rent, though, suggesting it seemed like a sweetheart deal, even though he acknowledged they're doing all that other stuff, which includes paying for the operational cost, including the utilities. Perez, the only no vote from the committee in the recommendation that of support that is going to the Common Council for tonight. Kenosha's council will be meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. That agenda at the municipal building includes the resolution that moves the needed money around in the capital improvement program this year to cover the cost of repairing that rubberized surface on the Dream Playground at Petsky Park. Contract for that work with the company from Greenfield is also on the agenda. Changes to the grocery store scene in southeast Wisconsin, probably not over, according to Jim Dudelsack with the Progressive Grocer. It's a publication, industry trade publication, and he's the editor. Now, he says he's interested in how Pick and Save and Piggly Wiggly respond to the recent influx of new competitors like Festival Foods and Costco and Meijer, and a fresh time that's coming in soon to Kenosha. He talked to our partners at Gateway Public Radio, said that he'll be watching for any new developments with Roundy's-operated Pick and Save under the purchase by Kroger, and whether successes by Roundy's at its Mariano stores in Chicago will eventually migrate a little bit further to the north. He says the trend in the grocery store business has been to move away from the one-size-fits-all approach in favor of offering mealtime solutions.
Now you're seeing some of the more sort of up-to-date, more modern formats of stores coming in that present really a little bit more of an upscale shopper experience that's really focused on fresh, that outer perimeter. You're seeing more attention on an expanded deli into fresh prepared, restaurant-quality in-store dining in many cases. And it's really going to present grocery shoppers with a lot of choice.
He also believes the additional food store competition does not necessarily mean that some locations will be forced to close, noting even Walmart spruced up its older Super Center site in Mount Pleasant. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.